You can fly business class for super cheap, and there are levels to this cheapness. We're talking flying business class for fewer points than some economy tickets would cost. In today's tutorials, we're covering five of the cheapest ways to fly to Europe in business class using points. And it's usually surprisingly easy to find award space for these routes. Let's jump right in.
Our first example for how to fly to Europe in business class for super cheap is going to be with Air France, where if you can position over to JFK Airport, you can fly to Paris and connect through from there for only 55,000 points. Let's go through an example. What you're going to want to do is go to airfrance.us, click on Book with Miles, search one way at a time, and then you are going to search from New York over to Paris. Always leave the departure date blank. That way it'll show you the full calendar of availability. And you're going to search for one adult at a time in business class. Once you see the availability for one person, you can scale up from there. And from there, you should see a calendar view where you can scroll through the different months. And you'll see the dates highlighted for which dates have that sale availability, where it's only going to be 55,000 miles per person one way. The nice thing about this is, even if you want to connect through Paris to somewhere else in France, somewhere else in Europe, it'll still just cost the same 55,000 points. Like, let's say that we wanted to fly from New York through Paris over to the southern coast of France, and we wanted to go to Nice. We would do the exact same process where we would go to airfrance.us, click on Book with Miles, search one way, fly from New York to Nice, leave the departure date blank, and search for one adult in business class.
If you're new to the world of points and you feel a little overwhelmed by what just happened there, don't worry. We offer a free Points and Miles 101 course for you to help you earn and redeem points for your first redemption. The course covers everything you need to know to earn points and grab your first flight. Grab the free course at geobreezetravel.com/free course or check out the link in the description box. Our next tutorial covers an airline that has a lot of great business class routes out of Florida. We're talking Miami to London, Orlando to Manchester, and more. Can you guess the airline?
Our next example lets you fly from the US over to London or other places in the United Kingdom for less than 50,000 points. This is going to be through Virgin Atlantic, and the way that I find availability with this is to go to seats.aero, click on Explore, and search on Virgin Atlantic. We're going to be searching from North America over to Europe. If you want to pay $10 to get the pro version of seats.aero, that lets you get access to extended availability. And they also let you select the minimum number of seats. So let's say that you needed to book for a family of four. You can do that right on seats.aero as well. We'll sort by the lowest business class fares, and we'll see lots of options for 47,500 points, whether it's from Orlando to Manchester, Tampa to London Heathrow, Miami to London Heathrow. If you're in Florida, definitely look into the Virgin Atlantic loyalty program because you're going to find so much availability from Florida over to the United Kingdom. Let's look at this particular example from Miami to London Heathrow. It says that there is availability for four on October 10, 2023. So what we're going to do is go to virginatlantic.com. We are going to search for Miami over to London Heathrow one way on October 10. It says that there's availability for four passengers. So let's try to search for four passengers. Whenever you're on virginatlantic.com, always select advanced search so that you can search with points in upper class. And when you see the results on Virgin Atlantic, you can always go into the URL and select flexible dates, change that to say flexible calendar, and that way you can see the entire 30-day calendar at the same time. It looks like October 10 is the only day available in October that has four business class seats available for this price of 47,500 points. So we can go ahead and click continue here if that is something that we want to book. Keep in mind, the downside with flying in and out of London Heathrow and a lot of the other airports in London or in England is that the taxes and fees are ridiculously high. So for a family of four here, it would only be 190,000 points to fly all four of you in business class, but you're paying almost $4,000 in taxes and fees. So that's something that you kind of have to weigh against if you want to fly business class and pay that much in taxes and fees. Oftentimes, it's easier to just book a flight over to France or something like that and then take the Eurostar train back into London if you are trying to save on flights in business class to London.
Are you enjoying these types of step-by-step tutorials? If yes, please let me know. Click that like button, leave a comment, and subscribe to the channel for even more points and miles tips each week. We release a weekly video with these types of step-by-step tutorials. We also have a podcast where I interview points enthusiasts about different strategies every week. Next up is a way that you can fly all the way to the fire edges of Eastern Europe and then crisscross back for only 45,000 points in business class in total. Here's the play.
Our next example is with Turkish Airlines, where you can fly to Europe in business class for only 45,000 points. So what you want to do is go to turkishairlines.com and make a Turkish Airlines Miles and Smiles account. This is always a little bit challenging because when you make your password, you need to make sure that it is 6 digits only. It can't have repeating digits and it cannot have sequential digits. Don't make the password 123456. Don't make the password 111111. Don't include any letters or special characters in your password. Just 6 non-sequential, non-repeating numbers. It's not posted anywhere. You always just need another points person to tell you that that's what you need to do. Once you have an account set up with Turkish Airlines, what you want to do is click on award ticket, buy a ticket with miles. And then you're going to want to find an award flight that routes through Istanbul. So as a first step, I would try to find a flight into Istanbul. I have had the most luck finding flights from Chicago into Istanbul with Turkish Airlines. Let's search for one way at a time, and let's say that we want to find something at the end of February in business class. You are not always going to be able to find the saver space, even if it has this little star that says best deal of the week on Turkish Airlines website. Sometimes they're going to be charging you like 105,000 miles, which is a little bit too much. But if you click around, you should be able to find some dates that have better saver space. So for example, here with Chicago into Istanbul, this is a 10.5 hour flight in business class, and it would only cost 45,000 miles. I just had to click on some different days, and I see this availability on February 26 on the Turkish Airlines website. Once you find a good date that goes into Istanbul with saver space, where it's only going to cost 45,000 points from the US, you can actually connect through Istanbul into somewhere else in Europe. I really like this option for if you're going somewhere in Eastern Europe or somewhere near Turkey, like Greece. This is a fantastic way to get to Greece. If you wanted to go from Chicago through Istanbul into Athens on the exact same day that you found the saver space for, you can do that on Turkish Airlines website. And then you can fly the entire thing at no extra cost. It's still 45,000 miles if you wanted to go from Chicago through Istanbul into Athens, all in Turkish Airlines business class. If you're looking to book this, you're going to need either Capital One points, City points, or Bilt points in order to transfer those points into Turkish Airlines. Unfortunately, Chase and American Express do not transfer over to Turkish Airlines. So if you only have Chase and Amex, you're not able to do this at this time.
Oh, you think 45,000 points is good? It gets even better. We're covering routes that let you fly to Europe in business class for only 30,000 or 35,000 points each way. Another way to stretch your points further is with transfer bonuses. Sometimes credit card companies will have promos like get an extra 20%, 30%, or even 100% or 150% bonus when you transfer points to a specific airline. That means when you transfer over 1,000 credit card points, it turns into 1,200, 1,300, even 2,000 or more airline points that you can use. The best way to take advantage of transfer bonuses is to get flexible points with credit card companies like Chase, Amex, Citi, Capital One, and Bilt. If you're not sure what card to get, we offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. We'll send you personalized recommendations based on your particular goals, budget, and lifestyle. Or if you'd prefer to earn more points without opening more and more cards, I totally understand. I've compiled some of my favorite ways for you to earn more points in a free webinar called You Don't Need 20 Cards. Sign up for the free webinar at geobreezetravel.com/webinar. Up next, here's how to fly to Portugal for only 35,000 points in business class.
All right, here's how to fly between JFK and Lisbon, Portugal for only 35,000 points in business class. This is a special route that's operated by TAP Airlines. So easiest way to find availability for this is to go to seats.aero, click on explore, and then click Avianca Life Miles. I highly recommend the $10 pro version so that you can see the extended availability. And then in the search bar, you can just say JFK over to Lisbon and then sort by business class lowest. This will give you all of the different dates where this route is available. You want to look for the ones that are highlighted in green. So let's say that we like this date of January 13, 2024, which means it should be available here. And when you hover over the points price, you want to look for the code TP. That's how you know that it is operated by TAP, and that's what we're looking for. Once you find a date you like, you're going to go to lifemiles.com, not avianca.com. Click on travel. And then here you are going to search for Star Alliance. You could alternatively scroll all the way down and click on Tap Portugal, but Star Alliance should be fine. You're going to search one way from JFK over to Lisbon, Portugal for one person in business or first class for now. The nice thing about Seats Aero is you could only filter down to where there are a minimum number of seats. Like let's say you need 3 seats. This will filter down results to ones that only have 3 seats or lower once you press enter. So here, once you click go, and then we like January 13. And here we do see that available flight operated by TAP Portugal between JFK and Lisbon, and it is only 35,000 points plus $27 in taxes and fees for business class. And you can transfer Amex, Capital One, or Citi over to Avianca Life Miles in order to book this flight.
Up next is the cheapest business class flight I've ever personally booked on points without the help of a transfer bonus. The airline ran a sale for 50% off of all flights, including points flights, including business class points flights. So, my husband and I got to fly to Europe for only 30,000 points per person each way in business class, and the tutorial of how we did that is coming right up. If you are looking for even more next-level ways to make the most out of your points, we have a couple of options for you. The first way is through the GeoBreeze Travel Patreon, which you can access through patreon.com/GeoBreezeTravel. Through the Patreon, we can prepare personalized step-by-step tutorials based on the exact routes you want to see. We also host a live group coaching session each month. You can ask any questions that you have about points, travel, or anything else in the open forum. We also have a lot of people who join the $5 level just to say, thank you so much for the free content on YouTube or Instagram or the podcast. And I am all here for that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it so much. The second option is for business owners or individuals who spend more than $100,000 a year on expenses. If that's you, we would love to chat with you about our points portfolio management offer. I don't know if you know, but you can get some incredible luxury travel with that level of spend. Book a free intro chat with us at geobreezetravel.com/intro call to learn more. Okay, here is how to fly in Iberia Airlines business class to Spain, which is one of the most affordable international business class products available.
And our last example for cheap ways to fly to Europe in business class is with Iberia Airlines, where you can fly starting at about 30,000 points per person one way in business class. So with Iberia, easiest way to find award availability for this one is from New York, though they do have availability from other cities like Chicago, Boston, Washington, D.C., some cities in Florida. They even have Los Angeles, though it costs a little bit more to fly from the Western United States. So let's search from New York over to Madrid on Iberia.com. Let's just pick a date sometime in April for one passenger, and we want to just search for flights one way at a time while paying with Avios. There's not always going to be business availability, and unfortunately, even when they have this calendar that shows the monthly view of flights, it just shows the lowest price possible for any given date, and that's always going to be the economy price. But if you can find somewhere where it has decently priced economy availability, hopefully that means that there is some safer space on business class as well. So there's nothing on April 11. Let's just click around and see if there's something on April 8th. Still nothing in business class. Let's check the day before on April 7. Here we do have business class availability for 34,000 points per person one way in business class direct from New York over to Madrid. And we have that on April 6th as well, 34,000 points for that same route, but nothing on the day before. So Iberia doesn't make it super easy to find business class availability, but they do tend to have decent availability on their site. It just takes a little bit more clicking, but you can fly 7.5 hours in business class for only 34,000 points, which is not a bad deal at all.
I hope you found those tutorials useful. Suggestions for future topics are always welcome. In the meantime, if you enjoyed these tutorials, I think you'll enjoy this video next.